Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning on 107.1 The Boss is brought to you by DeluxeCarCareLLC.com, home of the Deluxe Rinseless Detailing Kit for a shine above the rest.
Mentioned to Rochelle, you get Valerie Bertinelli calling into the show next week. And she goes, ooh, you must be excited.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think Valerie Bertinelli was very cute when she was on, I think it was The Facts of Life years ago. And I like that show with Betty White she did, The Hot in Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I don't know that I have a crush on her. But this started because you heard this little sizzle reel. We call them sizzle reels.
Yeah.
Like a best of.
Mm-hmm.
When I was doing a talk show.
Yes.
Now, this goes back about 15 years ago. It wasn't a music show. It was a talk show. But I didn't talk. I know when you think talk show, you think about Rush Limbaugh and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
That wasn't the deal. It was like, imagine The Tonight Show, but on the radio. You know, so we talk to celebrities and musicians and comedians and all that, and we just have conversations with them. I guess I was doing a podcast before there was such
a thing.
Look
at you.
Anyhow, Rochelle heard this sizzle, and Valerie Bertinelli was on, you know, 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, man, you just look great. How are you? She's like, oh, well, thank you. I feel great. And so you go, oh, look at you flirting with her. You got a big crush. So that's the whole extent of this, and she will be on with us again next week.
But you have told me you do have a... You had or have or whatever.
I just said I think she was very cute when she was younger. Not that she's not cute now, but, you know, I just think she's a pretty woman. Is there anything wrong with that? I mean,
no,
I have a crush on her.
No, there's not. There's not. I mean.
And I'm not going to be overly flirtatious with her. I'll be just polite and pleasant when she comes on with us.
Is it because I'm going to be on with you this time?
No, that's the kind of atmosphere I have when you do an interview with me. I hope.
Well, except for the last time you did an interview with her when you were very flirtatious.
I didn't think I was that flirtatious. You thought that. But listen, I was thinking about this sizzle reel. And again, this goes back to like 2008, okay?
Yeah.
And the people on, I mean, Valerie's on it. She's alive and she's doing well, thank God. But on it, Bill Cosby was the first one.
Ooh.
Before we knew about his whole deal.
Awkward, yes.
Bob Saget.
Oh, no, really?
Maya Angelou. Oh, Joan Rivers.
Oh, geez.
I'm trying to think here. Donna Summer, there were a number of people that came on that have since died or had something horrible happen in their life where we learned that they weren't really who we thought they were. Rod Blagojevich, remember him?
Oh, yes.
The former governor of Illinois. So these people come on. And then there's a couple that were on that I go, oh, my God, like Bob Newhart was on.
Yeah.
Neil Diamond was on.
Yeah.
I'm like, I hope, it's like the kiss of death to be on my talk show.
Being on your show.
I didn't know it at the time, but...
Well, when we interview Valerie, please don't tell her that. You're going to scare her.
Yeah. Like, you might not make it through this interview alive.
That's not okay.
So me batting my eyes at you is the least of your concerns,
okay?
Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning, 107.1 The Boss, and 99.7 Your Boss app, streaming on your phone, on your computer, 107.1theboss.com. Welcome to a Back to Business Tuesday, February the 22nd, 2022. It's... 2-2-2-2-2.
Should play the lotto.
You think so?
Maybe.
A lot of people think this is a lucky day, huh?
I mean, we've got nothing to lose, like literally.
2-2-2-2-2-2-2. Yeah. Imagine at 2:22 p.m. You already missed the 2:22 a.m.
Right.
That's kind of crazy. 2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2.
It doesn't happen all that often.
No.
So, well, there'll be another 2:22 p.m.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Oh,
so
okay.
2:22 afternoon would be your one and only chance.
That'd be cool if you were able to give birth at 2:22, so your baby was born at 2.
Poor kid will never hear the end of it. You named 2:22 the baby. You never hear the end of it.
It's a cute nickname.
That, of course, hashtag 2-2-2-2-2-2 is trending this morning, of course. Man, we got a huge broadcast ahead of us today.
Yes.
Grand prize winner on the way. Finding out who's headed to Orlando, Florida, see the stadium tour, and heading to Citi Field. That lineup has got Motley Crue, Poison, Joan Jett, Def Leppard.
So much fun.
And, of course, a trip to Florida, so that's not so bad. So that's on the way right after 7 o'clock. We will play for fourth row tickets to see Journey. Yesterday was fifth row.
Mm-hmm.
We'll go right up to first row on Friday each morning this week. You listen for that Journey flyaway sounder thing, and that'll get your tickets to go see Journey at the Prudential Center.
Very cool. We
might have a Paul McCartney song sometime in the 9 o'clock hour. It happens all this week, anytime between 9 and 5, winning before I can buy a McCartney tickets.
Ooh.
So get set to call for Paul. For the first time ever this morning, right around 7:20 in the coffee break, we will have official exclusive Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning Dunkin' coffee mugs. It's a travel coffee mug with our logo, our picture on it. And there'll be a Dunkin' gift card inside for you to fill up with some nice Dunkin' coffee.
I want one of those mugs.
For to inspire friends at Dunkin' Donuts. So
can I buy one?
You could buy one, I guess, no, I'm lying to you. You could buy the mug, but the one that's got our logo and Robbie and Rochelle on it is exclusive right here on the radio.
Do I get one?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, we saved one for you and I.
Okay, good.
We're gonna put put it, some pens in it on the desk.
No, I'm going to use it. That's awesome.
So that's coming up about 7:20 this morning. Of course, we got He Said,
She Said
at 7:50. Mom Confessions, hashtag Mom Confessions, 7:20, 9:20. Listen to this. Later on this hour, actor Ron Perlman checks in talking about that big Netflix movie he's in.
Yes.
Don't Look Up. Mm-hmm. It is a huge Tuesday broadcast. Before we get started, I also have to say thank you to Ross Britton and Kermit the DJ for mm-hmm. filling in yesterday.
Yes.
Kermit, my man crush.
Yeah, there's a lot of garbage in here, though, so we're going to have to have
very messy. And I have to be honest with you, I also have a crush on Ross.
Weird.
He's a big, lovely teddy bear.
You got to stop with your crushes. It's too much.
We were talking about Valerie Bertinelli a second ago, right?
Yes.
We had a note come in about interviewing Ron White, having him on as a guest on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that immediately sounded like a good idea because he's a funny guy.
Yeah.
Was with Jeff Foxworthy and that Who's Your Sign guy, which is his name, Bill Engvall.
Yes.
The blue-collar comedians. Larry the Cable
Very
Guy,
funny.
I think, was one of them. Larry Cable Guy's birthday yesterday.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And I've had Ron on before. I think it was when I was doing the show by myself before you and I started doing the show. Very funny guy, you know, good guest.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, yeah, that sounds like a good deal. So then you went back and forth and said, well, yeah, here's some times and whatever, and this would be very funny to talk about the blue-collar tour and what he's up to now and has he seen Jeff Foxworthy, so on and so forth. And it turns out we had the wrong Ron White. Not the comedian, not the actor.
Yeah. So,
there's another Ron White?
So I guess after a little bit of the conversation, I was just saying we're big fans and I know you're coming to Jersey and just kind of talking about what we'll talk about. I get a note that says, well, if you want to talk about memory improvement, then sure, let's do this. I've been on everything from Dr. Oz to Martha Stewart to Good Morning America to Discovery Channel and History Channel. However, if you're wanting blue-collar comedy jokes, I am probably the wrong guy.
So there's another guy named Ron White that's like a self-help expert? Is that what you're telling me?
He's a memory expert. So I tried to do some digging here, and he's got a page that's ronwhitetraining.com, and it's transform your brain, close the mental gap between where you are today and where you want to be.
And he's been on, like, the Today Show talking about memory health and
that kind
of thing?
Yeah, I found his YouTube page. He's got over a million views on a lot of his videos.
Is regular ronwhite.com the comedian? I guess it is.
I guess.
That's so ridiculous because, like, if there was a guy named Tom Cruise that was an insurance salesman.
RonWhite.com is not a website. It's so, like, if you type in Ron White, the first thing that comes up is, like, a Ticketmaster or Vivid Seat or, what, you know, Live Nation, one of those to buy tickets. And then it's Contact Us, Ron White, and it's RonWhiteTraining.com.
There's got to be a whole thing between the two of them. About the, because this is like people pay a lot of money on Google when you're looking for something.
Right. Yeah.
I'll bet you that he pays money to be the first Ron White to come up. So when you contact him.
If you want to contact, if you want to contact the comedian Ron White, his website is tatersalad.com.
Oh, right. Right. Because that's one of his jokes is how that's his nickname, Tater Salad. Well, that makes sense.
Right.
But most people probably wouldn't think of that. I would think to try ronwhite.com.
That's his name, and it's spelled the exact same. It's,
well, of course. How the hell else would you spell Ron White?
It's Ron.
Right. I mean, you can't.
Well, he could have gone by like Ronald White or like Ron W or I don't know. I've been emailing back and forth with a memory expert who's never going to forget this conversation.
I'm a booking expert for George Clooney. Yeah, we'd love to have him on. He's going to talk about how to install plumbing in your house. He's a contractor to the star. Oh, it's not George Clooney. It's George Clooney the plumber.
It's
I see.
So embarrassing.
I mean, this guy has got to know when he sends out these things saying, I want to be on your show, that we think it's the comedian. Not that I wouldn't be interested to talk to a memory expert.
I kind of want to talk to him. I went and watched.
Well, this is what I want to ask him about, though. Why? What is going on? Are you paying Google to put you first? That's crazy. And I also would like to have Ron, I'd like to have them on together for like a celebrity deathmatch kind of deal to see who's doing who to what.
Well, maybe we should work on that.
Boy, that's a little great. Now, Ron White, the comedian, is coming, I think, to PNC Bank Arts Center, right? That's why.
In March, yes.
That's what we thought we were talking about here.
Yes, and this guy is not touring, but you can look up his self-help stuff on YouTube.
You know what really bugs me when you do a Google? I don't know that I've ever brought this up, but I Google myself all the time.
I know you do.
And there is a lot of stuff that comes up, and there'd be stuff for you and me. There's stuff for just me.
Right,
it lists my
engagement.
Yeah, you can find that stuff.
Yes,
you know, I don't know if I've mentioned this before. You know the number one, the number two thing that comes up when you type my name?
What?
Radio is the first thing, and then it kind of narrows down topics that relate to radio, and then age.
Oh, does it have your age on there?
I mean, you can figure it out, but you have to dig a little bit. But that really bugs me that that means of anybody that searches me, one of the most common things they look for is how old is this guy? That well, really bugs me a little bit.
But makes sense, though, doesn't it?
What I was going to bring up, though, is if you scroll, there is apparently a British writer named Robert Bridges, and that comes up.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I don't like being confused with this person.
But you don't go by Robert. That's what I'm saying. This guy should have gone by Ronald or something.
But
Ronnie,
what bugs me, there's
Ronnie
like a deceased
White.
Thing, so it looks like I don't even exist anymore, you know?
Guess.
So that bugs me when you search it. So I can only imagine how Ron White, the comedian, feels, you know?
Sure.
You know what would be great is if we had comedian Ron White on, have him talk about memory and see if this guy can do any redneck jokes, you know? Now that would be interesting.
Yes.
Back at it this week. We had a couple extras because we were off yesterday. So thank you for sending these in for the old CBB, the Community Bulletin Board, on our page, Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning, 1071theboss.com, or on our Facebook. You can also go and see where the boss is on tour anytime the boss roadies are out there on tour.
Yeah.
You click the event page, 1071theboss.com. They've got events and concerts, and we got another coat drive coming up, so check that out, too. The second annual Shamrock is happening Saturday, March 12th. That's noon to 4 p.m., Bay Ave in Point Pleasant Beach. There'll be leprechauns.
Oh, that's fine.
I'm assuming they've hired some actors for that. Pots of gold, pipes and drums, music, dancing, and so much more. Luck of the Irish to you. Pointchamber.com for all the info. See, with the strike, baseball's starting late this year.
Yeah.
This is all I got is St. Patty's Day to start thinking spring. You know what I mean?
Well, I'm okay with that. I
and
love St. Patrick's Day.
The more green beer you drink, the less you know what's going on.
Very
There's also
true.
An Irish festival going on downtown Tom's River. That's happening Saturday the 5th from 1 to 8 p.m. Washington Street between Main and Robbins. They'll have Irish music, food, drinks, vendors, and more. DowntownTomsRiver.com. They get their own website for Tom's River downtown.
Look at that.
And the Chocolate Expo is coming to the Convention Center. That's happening Sunday, March 13th, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Taste, purchase, celebrate, otherwise indulge in the delicious goodies, the chocolates, the scent of chocolate in the air. ChocolateExpo.com for tickets and more details. Man, that's a gig, huh? You thought we had a fun gig playing music for a living? Imagine being a chocolatier.
I got to tell you something.
Yeah.
I bought tickets to that already.
Are you serious right now?
We're going.
We're going to this?
Yes, I'm going to the Chocolate Expo.
Are you? I got to check my schedule here. Sunday, March 13th.
You're not busy. I promise.
When am I ever busy? I'm not even busy right now. A couple of things we thought you might want to know this morning. Well, this is fun. Every once in a while, we get enough stories that are trending about food, beverage, the food industry, candy.
Yes.
You just never know. Time for Robbie and Rochelle's Food File. Excellent. It's Food File. These course stories trending this morning about FOOD food. Hostess is now selling caffeinated donuts. They're calling them Boost Jumbo Donuts. Each one of them have about the same amount of caffeine as a cup of coffee.
What?
They hit convenience stores this month.
That's awesome.
That's what you need. You need the sugar, the caffeine high all in one. I like that.
You just crash like an hour later.
Because you love to dunk your donut in the coffee, so why not just caffeinate up? I'll tell you what you do is you dunk that in a cup of coffee, and then you really be off.
Just be running up and down the halls.
You really be in business. And then about 1 o'clock, you just want to die.
Yeah.
You know Brock's, the jelly bean people? You know who I'm talking about? Yeah. They are selling taco-flavored jelly beans for Easter this year. They're calling them late-night taco truck jelly beans. Beef taco guacamole, salsa, margarita. We were talking about margarita day earlier,
yeah.
I think. Horchata and churros.
I don't know. I can't get. I love tacos. I like jelly beans. I can't get on board with a salsa.
I got to be honest with you. Every time I've had a jelly bean, they all taste identical.
Really?
To me. I've never noticed a different flavor.
Have you ever had like the Jelly Belly jelly beans?
I don't
know
what the hell I had. The last time I had jelly beans, they all taste the same. They're fine.
You think a black jelly bean tastes the same as a red one?
Couldn't tell the difference.
Are you serious?
Yeah, of course.
They definitely taste different.
Meanwhile, for Easter, M&M's has unveiled the new Honeygram variety that adds a little flavor to the Easter basket. These are M&M's that taste like graham cracker cookies.
That sounds good.
Or graham crackers. I think of them like graham cracker cookies.
Yeah, they're sweet. They're kind of cookie-like.
I sound like Paula Deen. Graham cracker cookies. I like me a little s'more. Those are good.
Those are good. You know, you got Grayson into the habit of eating graham crackers in the bathtub now. That's like his, I don't know.
He's like Dudley Moore. He's like Arthur. Or Napoleon or something. You know, some despot sitting there with us serving him food while he bathes.
He does.
And when he gets older, he's going to have a girl there with a big leaf, you know, cooling him from the bath. It's ridiculous.
Munching on his graham crackers.
But you're right. It's my fault.
It is your fault.
It is my fault. Well, if all this is making you go, ooh, man, that hurts my belly. Listen to this. Nutritionists say the best foods to eat if you're hungry right before bed. You can eat these without, you know, they say don't eat right before you go to bed. Walnuts, bananas, Greek yogurt, any kind of berry, peanut butter on a rice cake. They say use all natural peanut butter, no preservatives.
Okay, so high protein.
I feel like all of those would, I mean, you'd be up pooping all night long. I'm going to have bananas and peanut butter before bed. Can you imagine? Oh, my God.
I think that only does that to you. Like, I don't.
That'd be all systems go. It's like a rocket launch at 3 in the morning.
That's disgusting.
I'd turn the bedroom into Cape Canaveral.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
That's so gross.
Follow up to a story we brought you last week here on Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning. Queen Elizabeth has her own gift shop outside Buckingham Palace.
Yes.
Last week we were talking about how she's got a cologne for dogs. Mm-hmm. This is true. And apparently she puts it on her dogs. The Queen has released her own sparkling wine to celebrate her platinum jubilee. The 100th anniversary is coming up. They're already selling these products now. The bottles of bubbly feature designs inspired by her coronation robe.
That's amazing.
That's what Gracie needs to drink while he's eating the graham crackers in the bath.
A little bubbly?
A little bubbly.
Don't get him started, okay?
Jeeves. There's a pizza place down in Philly that had to apologize. They ran an ad in the newspaper that showed food and a picture of a cappuccino. I don't know why they're... I guess they serve cappuccino at this place. It's a pizza place. I don't know what their deal is. But anyhow, if you zoom in close, top of the coffee, it kind of looked like the cappuccino foam. But if you look closely, it actually showed a little Photoshop of a naked guy in the coffee.
Really?
So if you just kind of glanced at it, it might look like the top of the coffee, the foam with the swirl in it. But it was actually a Photoshop. Someone doctored the picture, so it was a naked guy, and that ad ran all over
The
newspaper in Philadelphia.
That is amazing.
I thought this tasted a little bitter. Not the best coffee I've ever had, cappuccino I've ever had. And last, listen to this. Thousands of cans of Skyline chili are being recalled because they might actually contain cream of chicken soup.
What?
I think those are the Bengals fans that are into the chili challenge.
Did they just run out of the chili, so they started to fill it with the soup instead?
Yeah, it says Bengals fans were chugging the stuff earlier this month, and so they were going fast, and now I guess they were trying to meet the demand, and they think several of the cans they sent out, or hundreds of the cans, these thousands of the cans, that's what it is, contain cream of chicken instead of chili.
What a disappointment when you open your can to put it on your hot dog or something.
But not like there's, remember that deal where they were selling the Cinnamon Toast Crunch that had shrimp?
Well... I don't know that they were selling it. That wasn't like a selling point.
Well, my point is that is something for a recall. So what if you get a little cream of chicken? Nothing wrong with cream of chicken. So you want a chili? Life, you don't always get what you want, okay?
Wow, okay.
You can't always get what you want.
Okay.
Just calm down. Food file, excellent. It's food file. I'm told Rochelle has a confession. Now, you were traveling over this weekend, went out to Michigan, saw the kids, saw your mom for the first time in a while.
Yes.
And it was nice, right? Everything went okay?
It was fantastic.
You sent me a lot of pictures.
I'm sorry. We were picture crazy. We did the Legoland, and we walked around. There's a big mall there, so we walked around the mall, and we just...
Man, you're like obsessed with Legoland. This is the third or fourth time you brought that up.
Well, Grayson is obsessed with Legoland.
Well, he's six. So yeah, almost.
So I, you know, in turn have to be
obsessed.
I'm his mom, you know, that's how that works.
Yeah, my mom was very excited to see me this weekend.
Oh, I'm sure.
Now, when are you leaving? We have things to do, you know.
Well, you're lucky they stayed home for a little bit of it. They said
they stayed home because of me. They just fit me into their schedule. They're like, we're already eating if you want to come.
Well, you know, at least
I got my car serviced. It was an exciting holiday for me.
Very exciting.
And I scooped a cat's litter box. But I find out that the other day, when you're... going to gas up the car before I dropped you off at the airport, we had a little crisis.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't a crisis per se, but...
You know, you said your suitcase fell out of the trunk onto the street.
It did. So
near the radio station here in Neptune.
Yes. Whipped right out the back of the car.
Did you not close it? We have a hatchback. Did you not close it?
So I thought I closed it. I hit the button.
What were you
close.
Doing back there anyway?
I had to get my purse. I was going to the gas station to get gas, and my purse was in the trunk because I had my luggage. So I grabbed my purse and I hit the button and I got back in the car. And if you remember last week, it was so windy that day. It was really crazy. And so I ran back in the car and I just started to go. Well, usually if a door is open.
And the little light go off?
Exactly. There was nothing that went off in the car. So I pulled out and I went to go make a left turn. And of course, a left anywhere here, you got to whip out to get out. You just do. Well, I did. And all of a sudden I hear.
Oh my God.
And the trunk still doesn't look open, really, but I have a red hard case luggage that's flying down the street.
Oh, my God. You're lucky you didn't go into oncoming traffic. You could have killed the guy.
There was a car. Thankfully, he swerved out of the way, and he was okay, but I had to pull off to the side of the road, my suitcase did not open, but the entire thing is banged up. There's dents. I'm probably going to need to buy new luggage.
Are you serious right now?
I'm serious. I should post a picture. I took a picture because it's completely banged up. But I'm lucky it didn't cause an accident or something. It's crazy.
But I mean, does that mean the latch doesn't work anymore?
It was fine. Well, I put it back in the car and I shut it and make sure that the
it must have just been so that it wasn't causing the trigger to go off.
My guess is there was maybe, you know, my purse, the handle on it might have been stuck underneath where it's supposed to latch.
Unbelievable.
I don't know, but it was crazy. I've never in my life had something fly out of the car like that.
We're going to get you one of those self-driving Teslas.
Yes.
Clearly, you are not qualified to be driving around yourself.
That's very scary.
I got to hire you, the driving, you know, Morgan Freeman to drive you around.
Okay.
You need a chauffeur.
I'm okay with
you
that.
You need Alfred, okay?
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Time for hashtag mom. As if that wasn't a mom confession enough. We do this every morning, 7:29, 7:20. Search that hashtag, send them into us, any of our socials. We just search that sometimes on the Google machine if you don't send us one. And we share them every morning just like this.
Alicia Ball said, I made my daughter a grilled cheese and her response was, this is perfect. I bet you can't do it twice. So yes, she knows how to play the game.
Man, if I had a dime for every time I heard that. I would have a dime.
Right. Allie Lynn said, I would like to officially apologize to my toddler for cutting her pancake, her left pancake, before cutting her right pancake. I don't know what I was thinking.
I don't understand why we got to cut up the food. Just eat it. Just eat the food.
It needs to be small.
Does it need to be small?
Because they have tiny mouths.
Do you not
hands?
Have two hands yourself? Cut the food.
A toddler can't cut their food. What are you talking?
You don't understand what I went through.
Clearly. You just ate like a little savage at the table.
I should be studied by science,
okay.
The things that I went through.
At Katniss8 said, hats off to the waiter that kept a straight face as my 5-year-old ordered a vagina for lunch instead of lasagna.
Once again, if I had a dime for every time, hashtag mom, send one in. You might hear it right here.
Good, how are you?
Well, congratulations on the success of Don't Look Up. We saw this thing on Netflix. It's a funny movie. It's kind of a crazy movie, and everybody's been buzzing about it. It's been trending a lot, so congratulations. This probably feels pretty good to be part of a big hit.
First time ever in a movie that was nominated for Best Picture. So, yes, big thrill and also historic and something I could learn to get used to.
Yeah.
It was kind of, as you're watching it, you're thinking, well, this has obviously got all the makings of a classic disaster movie. For people that don't know, it's about what would happen, how would the world react if we found out that there was a big asteroid coming. But, of course, it's also a satire. So I'm going to go ahead and guess that the satire of it is part of what attracted you to the project.
I mean, you get the call from Adam McKay, who arguably is one of the more important voices in cinema.
Yeah.
At the present time, and he tells you who else is in the cast, which is Meryl Streep and Leonardo DiCaprio and Jennifer Lawrence and Timothy Chalamet and Mark Rylance, and all of them are your heroes, and you pretty much don't care what the movie's about. When do you need me? the fact that it was as brilliantly executed a satire, as you said, as it was truly mind-boggling. And, you know, for somebody like me who's wired for failure. I mean, pretty much everything you do, you just go, yeah, this is never going to work. When something finally resonates and gets people talking in all of the right ways, then, you know, you're in rarefied air, and I'm quite appreciative.
Is that really true? Do you go into projects worrying that maybe this is not going to work out? Like, after all these years in the business, do you still worry about those kind of things?
Oh, I'm not worried.
No, come on. You've been in some amazing things.
I think what one does is one trains oneself to have such low expectations, because usually you're right. And so when your expectations are low, you're not disappointed when it doesn't succeed, but you're very wonderfully elated when it does. So my motto is no expectations, no disappointments.
I do have to say, people are going to be disappointed if they have read the news stories about the nudity in this film. You are not one of the people who shows their butt in this movie. So if they're looking forward to that, it's not happening in this film for you.
Which is probably why so many people have seen it.
Can I embarrass you a little bit? I have to tell you, one of my favorite roles of yours, and I'm sure this is not one of your favorite movies, I loved you in Police Academy Mission to Moscow. You're the villain in that movie. You are hilarious, Ron.
Thank you. Thank you. The length I will go to do comedy.
I'm sorry to bring up Police Academy 7. I'm sorry. And by the way, we also have to say, of course, we have a Hellboy fan here. Rochelle went to see the movie several times, such that her friends wouldn't go anymore. She went by herself to see both of them. Is that
true? I saw both Hellboy, the first and the second one, by myself in the theaters several times.
So you got some fans in us, Ron.
That is dedication.
Yes.
That's devotion.
And, of course, I loved you on Sons of Anarchy.
Sons of Anarchy.
Clay was like, such a great character.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. Thank you. Yep. Been a fun little ride here.
I got to ask you another question about the history of your career. I was looking through your biography here, and when did you cross paths with Marlon Brando?
A little movie called The Island of Dr. Moreau.
Oh, yeah. Okay. What was that like? I mean, he has a reputation for being kind of eccentric as an actor. What was that like?
He was eccentric, but... I found him to be eccentric in a very positive way. He's a guy who loved to laugh. He loved to play practical jokes on people. He loved people in general. And I love people who love people because I do as well. And I found him to be kind of leprechaunish and delightful. I loved being around Mr. Brando.
Listen, it could have been on Police Academy 7, so it could have been worse, you know?
I could see Marlon saying yes to Police Academy.
If they were willing to pay $10 million, my guess is he would have said yes.
He probably would have.
Ron, you have such a face that you're so... I mean, everybody knows your face stands out when it comes on screen. Do you have people asking to take selfies with you out at the airport and things like that all the time?
I mean, you know, I'm probably not the most hounded guy in the world, but yeah, every so often people want a selfie.
I have to imagine that would happen a lot when people go, oh my God, it's him. Let me go take a picture with him, you know?
I would.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys. Well, if I run into you, I'll know what to expect.
Okay, well, that's fair. All right, well, we've taken up enough of your time with our silliness. The movie is on Netflix now. Don't Look Up. It's nominated for Best Picture. It's a pleasure to get to talk to one of our favorites, Ron Perlman. Thanks for making time for us, Ron. Have a great day.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for staying in touch with us over the holiday weekend. Anytime, just go to the socials, search Robbie and Rochelle wherever you get your podcasts. We're fine at streaming on demand. You can contact us right on the website, too. We got our own page, Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning page, 1071thebots.com. We would love for you to visit. A couple of things trending this morning we thought you needed to know to be in the know. It's Robbie and Rochelle's Fast Five. So here we go from number five to number one. We start today at number five. This mom says, don't sing in a restaurant, please. There's decorum here.
Caught a vibe. Baby, are you coming for
Brittany, we are freaking out for dinner. What are you doing?
She's making a TikTok, Mom. God.
That must be exactly what's happening.
That's what's happening.
I can't imagine breaking out in song in the middle of a restaurant.
You can't?
No.
You've absolutely taken over the band before to sing.
I went up on stage. That's different.
Exactly. How is that different?
Hang on. Do we have a little video of that? I think we do. This is me at a bar. I'd like to point out I'm really not drunk.
No.
I just decided I was going to be Frank Sinatra. I'd like to point out I might have been drunk, okay? Listening back, maybe I was. I don't think I was, but...
So don't throw shade at the girl with the TikTok, okay?
It's entirely possible. Well, speaking of kids, listen to this. There's a 9-year-old who's going viral. He lives in India, and he now holds the Guinness World Record. He's posted videos of himself for being the youngest yoga teacher.
Really?
Hello, I'm Rion Sarani, and I'm the Guinness World Record holder of being the youngest certified yoga instructor.
I'll tell you what, I might take his class. That is darn cute.
That's super cute. It's not really fair, though, because when you're that little, like, you have no core, so yoga is not
no,
hard.
By 9, you have a core. It's not like he's a baby.
I mean, you still have a very flexible core.
All his friends grew up to be telemarketers. He holds the Guinness World Record for teaching yoga. Good for you, young man. Well, this was kind of funny at the time, but now it's a little, Bob Saget had a podcast before we lost him, and he had his wife on. And she was talking about just how she loves The Godfather and movies like that.
Mm-hmm.
Big Lebowski every day. You could watch Big Lebowski four
Big
times
Lebowski,
a day.
Big Lebowski, The Godfather, Godfather 2, Goodfellas, Casino, Scarface.
But, so I don't have long to live. These are your favorites.
Man, that's kind of spooky now, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying there's anything to that, but you go back and you hear something like that, it makes you go, ooh.
Also, that podcast is real bad.
Yeah. Not your proudest moment, Bob.
No.
We're going to go and watch a little Full House later. Number two. Now, this might surprise you, but I do use the Uber app. I know that I'm not much for technology.
Yeah.
Somehow I do manage to run a control board in here. But I do also have the Uber app, and I have used it a number of times, especially when I'm in the city, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Uber has just rolled out a new feature that lets you see just how many one-star reviews you have gotten from drivers.
Really?
No, I go out of my way. I don't leave comments.
Yeah.
Sometimes I will tip. Sometimes. But I always give
sometimes? A... Sometimes? You don't tip every time?
I don't tip every time.
You don't?
No. If I think it was just okay, I won't tip.
But you don't tip?
I don't tip every time.
Wow.
Because it's built into what they charge you, is my understanding.
Okay.
But what, right. What I will do is I will always give a 5-star review.
Uh-huh.
And I figure that way... You know, at the very least, I'll get something. Well, I'd be very interested to know if I have any 1-star reviews.
Well, we should check it.
You know, is that something you can do when you just open up the app?
Yeah, you go to settings. It's in settings.
I'm going to go look at that right now.
Let's do it. I'm going to look at mine. What if you have like a bunch of them?
Well, that would explain why it takes 45 minutes for a car to come pick me up. Where do I go now?
So are you in settings?
Yeah.
So you go to...
Ride check?
You go down to privacy.
Yeah. Oh, here it is. Do you have yours?
I do.
What was yours?
4.98. I have 46 5-stars and 1 4-star.
Well, listen to this. I have a 4.6.
You have a 4.6?
I had all 5 stars except for 1 2-star.
You got a 2-star?
I wonder what I did to get a 2-star. That
oh
sounds pretty bad.
Oh, my God.
The guy must have just been upset I didn't give him a tip. That must be it.
Probably.
Right?
I'd give you a 2-star if you didn't give me a tip, too.
Because I don't remember I don't remember a bad ride with anybody. Man, that hurts my feelings a little bit. And this is cool. Child actor Ki Hoi Kwan. You might remember him from Indiana Jones, The Temple of Doom, The Goonies back in the 80s. He has not made a movie in over 30 years. He is going back into acting. He said, there's better opportunity than there was when I was a kid. I'm ready to start acting again. I guess his name was Short Round at Indiana Jones, if you remember that.
Oh, yes.
He had a little
yes,
baseball hat on.
Yeah.
Wow, holy smoke.
There he is from Indiana Jones. Apparently, some ladies think he's very sexy now that he's all grown up.
Oh, well, it should be easy for him to get an acting job then.
Nothing in his upcoming filmography that I can find on Wikipedia, but good luck to you, young Mr. Kwan. All right, Tuesday, celebrity birthday file, Tom Higginson, 43 today. Who that? I don't know who that is.
He's that guy who does that Hey There, Delilah song.
Oh, he's the Plain White Tees?
Yes.
I thought there was a band. Is it just him?
Well, yeah, he's...
Just
yeah,
kidding, I don't yeah. care. Drew Barrymore, she's 47 today. Rachel Dratch from Saturday Night Live. I like when she does that Debbie Downer.
So funny.
Wah, wah. Dr. J, Julius Erving, he's 72 today. John Ashton from the Psychedelic Furs. Today's National Supermarket Day.
Oh, that's fun.
A little supermarket sweep. Mm-hmm. And it is the 42nd anniversary. Of course, the Olympics wrapped up this weekend. 42nd anniversary, the miracle on the ice back in 1980 when the U.S. beat the Soviet Union in hockey.
Oh, my God, do you believe in miracles?
And with a score of 4-3, there was the 13th Winter Olympics in Lake Placid. And you will go back and watch that footage, even if you've never seen it before. It'll give you goosebumps to this day.
Yeah.
The footage is a little grainy, but, man, it is so good. That was not the finale, by the way. They just beat the USSR in that game, but
yes.
Still. Classic moment in sports anniversary this day.
It's He Said, She Said, with Robbie and Rochelle.
Rochelle was a little bummed yesterday we were off, and yesterday was National Margarita Day.
Yes.
You would think that would be somewhere around Cinco de Mayo or something like that, but it is not. It was yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
President's Day.
Maybe that's right.
You see recent presidential history and it makes you want to drink. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think you do. Mm-hmm. So we thought we would kind of celebrate today instead.
Mm-hmm.
What was your drink of choice when you first started drinking?
Well, mine was a margarita or anything that I knew how to order. Because when you started drinking, like I didn't know what to order. If it wasn't on the menu, I'd have no idea. So it was always something sweet, like a margarita.
It's kind of funny how you ask people that and they say, oh, I used to.
Yeah.
I guess it's the same with food. People's drink preference tends to change over time.
Yeah.
Like I was not a red wine guy until I was probably close to 30.
That's definitely an acquired taste. Like I don't think you start out drinking. You're not 21. You're like, can I have a glass of cab? Like that's... My first.
It's getting to be a little more like
maybe,
that, though.
But my first alcoholic drink ever that I had at a restaurant was a mudslide. Because I was like,
wow.
That's what I ordered was a mudslide. That was the first drink I ever
was
had.
Was that just that you'd seen it on the menu as a kid? You went, as soon as I'm 21, I'm going to order me a mudslide.
Kind of.
Because it got chocolate in it.
Exactly. Okay. And I was like, this is delicious. And then so the habit began. You know?
Those sweet drinks are the ones that get you the worst because the sugar rushes it right into your bloodstream, you know?
Yes. And then when I used to go to, was in a ton of weddings. So every time I'd go to a wedding, I'd always order amaretto sours because it was the only thing I knew how to order. And then I wanted to die the next day because
Why was that the only thing you knew how to order? You heard someone else?
I didn't want wine. And I had it and it was good. But
what do you have? I'll have an amaretto sour.
That's what I would get.
Isn't she fancy?
Now I can't even smell them because I'm like, oh, God.
No, that's a nice drink.
It's a lot. It's hurt your tummy.
I went through a little period where I tried to drink drinks and I knew celebrities were into. Like, you know,
of course you did.
You know, Johnny Carson is one of my heroes growing up.
Yeah.
I watched his show when I was a little kid. It's part of the reason I do this, right? And I read that he liked the lemon drop.
That's
a, you know, it's lemon juice simple syrup and vodka in it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you drink two or three of those, it hurts your belly.
Yes,
you know?
Yeah.
So I went through a little period when I was doing that. And then you probably drink the things your parents, your grandparents, your aunt and uncle tell you they used to drink.
Yeah.
And then I would imagine a lot of people probably just say, you know, some cheap beer, right?
Yeah. My parents would drink the Milwaukee's Best. I stayed away from that. That was a lot. It's not my jam.
I don't know that I've ever had a Milwaukee's
it's
Best.
It's not good. You'd probably like it. You like that crap beer, but.
It's not crap. It's just a light beer. You don't like light beer.
Milwaukee's Best is not good, I'm telling you.
And listen, I'll drink a Guinness or whatever it is from time to time. You know that.
I do. You do. You do.
Just like because I don't want a dog. You're like, you hate dogs. I'm like, no, I don't hate dogs. Just like I don't. I happen to like light beer, but that doesn't mean I hate all other beer.
I know. I just like to tease you.
What was your drink of choice? When you turned 21, what was your drink of choice when you first started having a cocktail now and again? That's your He Said.
She Said.
732-774-4444. That's 732-774-4444. Call us or text us at that number or get us on Facebook. Answer's coming up.